This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets instantly. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Punishment Wednesday. We got three people getting punished, and two of us got shot collar trivia. Adam Hickman and myself. Hickman chose to go first and play the game today. I'm going tomorrow. Davey is doing wings tomorrow as well. Gluttony challenge. All you can eat and more.
Yeah, when you just say he's doing wings tomorrow, it's just like, hey, that's a punishment. But then, yeah, when you add that I have to eat to, like, I can't.
You're right, right. Past when you can't.
Have you ever, you guys ever seen the movie Seven?
Yes.
Is it ringing a bell, Nate? Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman?
I think I've seen it. I know about it. At least I can't.
It's a
remember
great psychological thriller, but essentially the premise behind it is the killer in this movie is using the seven deadly sins as a punishment, and so for the guy that's his big old boy, basically held a gun to his head and made him eat till he died.
Great movie.
Hopefully there will not be a gun to my head tomorrow.
All right, Hickman, you ready?
Yeah.
First round of questioning. Are you asking the questions? Where's the button?
I put it right next to you. No, I didn't. You can handle this.
I'm pushing the button.
You're asking. Yeah, you're.
You'll ask the questions here.
Yeah.
What are we on, level six?
Yeah, should we go seven? What do you think, Hickman? You want to go seven?
Let's try six first.
Six first.
Yeah, why not?
You're going to get seven. Eventually.
Which button's the button?
The double button there. Yeah, you got
What's
it.
What's this one?
I don't know. Press it and find out. Just kidding.
What's this one?
No. I don't know the different buttons. Just press the one in the middle.
Okay. Oh, to test it?
No.
Oh, we'll wait till you miss one.
I tested it.
Yeah, it works.
You give me a heads up before you shock me, or
no?
Oh,
no, Lord. It's better. It's better if we don't. It's
the only problem is I'm not gonna know if he missed it.
Oh, I'll
give me a signal. Okay. Wait. Is the affirmative signal to shock him, or is the
thumbs up means he got it right?
Okay. That's what I thought, but I want to make sure. Thumbs up wasn't like, yeah, shock him.
All right.
We can mess up the first one that way.
Number one. Tom Brady's overall draft number was what? He was drafted number what overall?
I can tell you what round.
Nope.
Dude, they flash it up every damn game. Like...
152.
Oh, my God. You're way off. I know. It's 199.
Yes. Shouts out to the caller for...
What was it?
199. Even Dave knew it. Come on, man. What on earth?
Yeah, I just said it.
Oh, okay.
I'm too busy sitting listening. There and all.
I was waiting. I was watching the signal. Samsonite. It's way off.
Now, Hickman said he's a big war guy.
Oh, I hate you.
What?
A good war question.
You could have changed, like, when he literally asked you for topics.
You're like, oh, big history guy, war.
You kind of got to choose what was coming.
Well, no, he said history. I said, what's your favorite war? But anyway, go ahead.
During World War II, British soldiers received a ration of 3 sheets of toilet paper per day. How many sheets did American soldiers get per day?
I feel like you should have made this multiple choice.
Is it a big number?
Sure.
British soldiers got three sheets a day.
It's more than three.
How many did American soldiers get?
It's more than three.
But less than what?
More than three, less than 100. I'll narrow it down for you.
50.
That's a good guess. I should have made that multiple choice. There's no way you're getting that right.
I told you to vet the questions.
It was, and I wouldn't have asked that.
It was 22. 22 sheets. I was given 20. It didn't matter. You didn't get it anyway.
Yeah. I would have said like 2, 12, 22, or 32. And he still would have missed it, I'm sure.
Yes, he would have.
Probably going to be the first guy to ever go 0 for 30.
You get some easy ones.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The construction of what forced many Granger County residents to relocate in the 1930s?
Cherokee Dam.
I'll allow it. It was Norris and Cherokee Dam. Well done. All well right. done.
There you go. Whew. He's one and two on the so far.
Nice job.
Hey, my dad works for TVA, so
you better get that
damn
one.
Damn question.
I think that's why that one came in. All right. Tennessee football fan, right? So to speak?
Yeah, I'd say so.
It's more of a you have to root for him kind of thing.
What was the final score of the Tennessee-Florida game in 2003?
2003, wow.
Was that in the swamp?
You can answer that question if you just think a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I don't feel like doing that. Too much time.
It's an odd and even year, man. Like,
it was in the swamp. Final score in 2003.
That'd be the last time we won in the swamp.
Correct.
Hey put, you're there. Putting it together. Putting it. Watch out. Here comes Hickman.
Let's see. I have a feeling we killed him. We killed him, didn't we?
I like how he tries to get information.
I know. Was he? Tennessee did win. Yes.
It would have been Casey Clawson.
Okay. Piecing it together. Yeah.
I know it. But I don't really know it. 23-10.
Oh, it was 24-10.
Man. That was so close.
What number was that?
Four.
That was four?
That was four. He's only gotten one right, and he got three wrong.
All right. Let's see here. What former major league player is Tom Brady's brother-in-law? Former major league player, brother-in-law with Tom Brady. It's a sports and Brady thing.
Shock me.
Did you get him?
Yeah, I did.
Kevin Youkilis. Kevin Youkilis.
So-called Boston fan, Adam Hickman.
Let's see here. All right, here we go. Cirrus clouds. I repeat, cirrus clouds are made of what?
Oxygen.
Final answer.
Like, what do you mean they're made of?
It's a very they're made of one thing, but it's a specific thing. What is it? Again, cirrus clouds are made of what?
Rain.
Made of rain. Ice. It is ice for the cirrus clouds. Was that six?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to find
six. I got seven by my count. But...
That's six.
Okay. Was it six? Because Euclid was the one before? Okay. Okay, here we go. We'll go back into sports. Who was the last SEC East coach to defeat Nick Saban.
This feels like a give me, but I'm going to make sure I get this right and take my time here.
I can give you the year if you want.
Yeah, give me the year.
2010.
That was Urban.
Oh. Oh.
Wait.
He said this on the show yesterday.
Oh. Who was it?
Steve Spurrier.
Yeah, it was.
Zap him.
Him and Steven Garcia, man.
Nate was ready for that one. He said it on the show yesterday. What are you doing? So that was 7. All right, got to bounce around here.
I got one. You ready?
You got one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fire away.
With more than $120 million in zipline revenue annually, which country generates the most per capita from ziplines?
Costa Rica.
Correct! That's impressive. That was actually fairly impressive.
Every time I say the answer, I'm just waiting on it.
Even the ones you know, you're like, I don't know if I know it as much.
Nate, what is your real first name?
Okay, let's see. So we've done zip lines. Wait, you want another Tom Brady question?
Yeah.
Okay. How many completions did Tom Brady have in his rookie season?
How's he supposed to get that right?
Yeah, that one sounds a little.
Do you memorize?
I mean, I...
What?
Is that okay? Is that not fair? You want to know how many attempts did he have? Is that unfair too? This is rookie season. These are stats.
All right.
How many games did he play in this rookie season?
One.
So how many completions?
How many completions did he have in his rookie season?
One.
One is correct.
Hmm.
He was one of three.
All right.
Do you know where the completion took place?
Wasn't it against the Chargers?
It was Detroit. In the Pontiac Silverdome. Rest in peace. Save that one. Okay, here we go. You're a big cloud guy.
Allegedly.
The science of clouds, which is undertaken in the cloud physics branch of meteorology, better known as the science of clouds, is called what?
What does it start with?
The letter N, as in nerd. This is more help than anyone's ever gotten on this edition of Shot Collar Trivia.
Nerdology.
I said N as in nerd, not like nerd's the first word.
Well, he's not going to know.
It was actually still kind of close. It's nephology.
Oh,
N-E-F.
Nephology.
Did you get him?
Yeah, I got
him. All right.
Didn't you tell?
Was that 9 or
10? That was 10.
Was that 10?
That was 10. I had 10.
Okay.
Rough start.
Well, yeah, what was your record on the old...
He got 3.
He got Costa Rica.
He got one. Completion.
He got Costa Rica, 1, and...
He got one other one earlier. Is the third question. Second or third? The third question. What was the third question?
I don't know. I'm deleting them as I go, so I don't read them twice.
Oh. It was the third question he got right.
Was it a Brady question?
It was about... Granger County.
Oh yeah, the Cherokee Dam.
3 for.
Hey, good job.
3-7. All right, you can take your collar off.
In honor of Tennessee's record last year.
We'll come back with more.
Level goes up from now on out, though, so it'll get worse. Terry.
Hour 2 of 3 and Out continues. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. It's the official credit union of 3 and Out.
What'd you think, Hickman?
Nah.
What'd you think? Oh, eh? Now
I'm a second half performer.
Let's hope so, because the voltage goes up. We got to get you the warm up round, and then whoo. then it's all or nothing. If you're out there and want to send in questions for Nate, that'd be great.
Great.
Let's see. We got tennis, please. Pools, sports in general, camping questions, a little camping trivia. Okay. Just wilderness in general, probably. Parenting. Good parenting trivia. Anything else you think of, just go ahead and send that in. Be sure to add it to the list.
I have the Pro Football Focus grades.
Oh, good.
From the Tennessee Tech game.
I'm sure they are elite grades.
I mean, we played Tennessee Tech, so.
I was kidding.
On offense, Cade Mays was your top performer.
Okay.
So that's certainly good that you have an offensive lineman up there.
Yes.
Not good that he went out injured and only played in 36 plays. But he scored.
He was just a little banged up. He'll be all right.
He scored a 74.6, which is in the starter category.
That's good.
So we got that going for us. Hendon Hooker was second, 72.6. Then you had and then you had Javonte Payton next. Everyone else on offense scored out a backup or worse.
Well, good.
Jalen Wright, 68. Ollie Lane, 67.5. Walker Merrill. I'm just glad he's healthy. He looked really
banged up in the spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of guards, Jackson Lampley, who played in 30 plays, and Javontez. Is it Spragans? We've been saying that wrong.
Spragans. I'm told.
Both in the low 60s, along with Jerome Carvin, who was at a 60.1. Tyon Evans, 59.9. Darnell Wright, 59.7. Dane Davis, 56.9 in 43 plays. Parker Ball, 51.3. Kingston Harris, 51.5. Then you had a couple of receivers. Ramel Keaton, 51. Cedric Tillman, 50.7. And Princeton Fant, 46.9. Valus Jones.
Hey, these aren't good, man.
No, they're terrible. Valus Jones did make it barely into the 70s, but he only played in 23 plays. And if you're counting, Harrison Bailey on 21 plays was a 69.7.
Nice. Really?
I mean, that is rough, man.
It's not good, Bob.
I don't know. I mean, I know you're trying to grade, like, standardized regardless of the opponent, but you would think it would give you a better opportunity to just make the plays you're supposed to make. It's really poor on the offense, especially when you consider the offense would be the strength of the team.
They were coasting a little bit. Weak opponent.
At least we thought so with Heupel.
So I'm sorry. How many players were?
We had three starters. Saturday, three.
Are they graded harder against a bad opponent, do you know?
They're not supposed to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be standardized across the board.
It's supposed to be, you know, it's a negative 2.5 to a positive 2.5 scale. If you just do your job, like an average player, you get a zero, and then you can get positive points and you get negative points, and then it's all standardized off of this into this 100-point scale. I don't know exactly how that part works.
Oof.
Now, the defense was a lot better, though.
Okay.
You had Alante Taylor.
I would hope so.
84.9.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Then you had all these guys as starters in the 70s. Jalen McCullough, Christian Charles, Mari Thomas, Theo Jackson, Elijah Simmons, Warren Burrell, Karak Garland, Kenneth George Jr., Tamari McDonald. Now, Theo Jackson's in that list, and he is kind of at star. He's almost like a second-level player.
Mm-hmm.
But it is interesting that all of those players are either secondary or linemen. You know, we're still struggling at linebacker. Jeremy Banks and Aaron Beasley were both in the 60s. Those are your starters on Saturday.
60s is
backup.
Well, they, you know, they just didn't want to get hurt, probably.
Matthew Butler didn't grab, although he didn't play that much. He only had 25 plays. 58.
What's the minimum?
Think they did 21 plays was the lowest on defense.
So no, was it 20?
19 plays.
Oh.
They do 30%. Yeah, it was 19 plays. They do 30% of the snaps.
That's okay.
Kind of the threshold.
Gotcha.
Put on the list.
Not good.
Aubrey Solomon only played on 11 plays.
Mm.
You want to know what he graded out at?
Yeah.
89.6.
They whipped him into shape. Look out. Here
comes
some.
Have we just been not playing our best defensive tackle to make a point?
It kind of sounds like it. It might work out for conference play, though, so hang on. It's a wait-and-see type situation.
Or is this just a small sample size? Because Solon Page,
mm-hmm.
who only played on 14 plays.
Had a pick six.
Grade out 97.1.
Whew.
Byron Young on 17 plays. Grade out 78.1. And Caleb Tremblay, 76.4 on 17 plays. Tough to grade the defense because there were so few. I mean, Tennessee Tech only ran, you know, whatever it was, 60 plays-ish, something like that.
I'm being told you might be reading the wrong game. Are you reading the wrong game?
No, it's the only game that Aubrey Solomon played in. How would I be reading the wrong game?
I don't know. I'm getting
Tennessee Tech at Tennessee.
What did you have? Did you have Jeremiah Crawford's grade there?
Hang on.
Did he register enough snaps?
Played 26 snaps.
Jeremiah Crawford. I don't see him here.
Someone says that Rob Lewis's scores were different. They had Jeremiah Crawford at 88.0.
Hmm.
What'd you have Hooker at?
Well, he's not listed at all on here, so I don't know where that went.
Now I'm confused.
I was trying to use a site that wasn't behind a paywall out of respect for, you know, paywalls and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What'd you have Javonte Payton at?
Javonte Payton was... Wait, he was one of the better ones, right? Yeah, 70.7.
Okay, I had that. Maybe this just has some other names. Does that have Darnell Wright?
Yeah.
73.4?
No.
What does it have?
59.7. How's this possible?
I can't tell you. How many snaps did it have for Payton?
Javonte Payton?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
40.
Him. How are these numbers different if this...
The snaps the same?
Mm-hmm. 40. 70.7 and 40. What'd you have, Cade Mays?
36 plays.
And grade?
74.6.
I have 70.1.
Wait, so some are lower and some are higher?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Different grades, different people, different plays. I don't know.
I don't know. That's interesting.
What'd you have Harrison Bailey at?
He didn't register enough snaps, but...
Said he got 21 snaps. Did he get 21 snaps?
Yeah.
Okay.
69.7?
I got 69.3.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. This is good.
That's funny. Each week we'll get the... two mm-hmm. versions of the Pro Football Focus grades, maybe.
What'd you have Jacob Warren at?
Well, I noticed that Rob Lewis is, when he posted, he posts the scale even differently. So, I don't understand what's going on here.
Where are people getting these numbers? We're all over it.
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Maybe it's just different graders. And there's a consensus, maybe. I don't know.
We're all over it, folks. That's why you listen to this show,
mm-hmm.
to get the latest and greatest.
Hey, we didn't grade them.
But we can't even read the right grades.
I could have told you the offensive line wasn't very good and the defense played pretty well. Right? I mean, that wasn't hard.
Defense did play pretty well. 4 turnovers, pitched a shutout.
I mean,
didn't allow much on the ground.
Pick 6, I was a little upset with my boy. Tank McCullough just a little bit because he kind of almost dropped that interception.
You're upset that he had an interception, that he bobbled a little bit? He's a defensive back. That's why he doesn't play receiver.
I wasn't upset that he after. I was upset in the moment when I thought he might drop it. I was like, oh, don't drop. Like, what? Yeah. That should have been a gimme. And then I realized his whole thumb is casted up.
Oh, really?
Did you see that?
I didn't notice.
Yeah, as he came off the field.
Makes it tough as a safety to catch the ball. Good for him battling through adversity. Batterball wants to remind us that Solomon didn't come in until Tennessee Tech's backups were in, so good to know he can dominate
like $1 million.
The backups. It was a beatdown. A beatdown.
Hmm.
And now we get Florida.
Yep, we'll find out more. When's the next round trivia? Final segment this hour?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Get your bets in with MyBookie. Use promo code Knoxville. That's promo code Knoxville, and you can sign up at MyBookie to double your first deposit. Just go to MyBookie.com. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere. If some of you guys are in certain states. So you can use MyBookie. MyBookie.com. Use promo code Knoxville. That lets them know we sent you, and we would really appreciate that. Helps keep us doing our jobs here at Fan Run Radio.
And we like to do our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us.
Houston's crunching the questions over there.
Yes, I am. 20 questions left, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got 15.
Okay. I'm sure we can snag a few more.
Yeah, a little help would be good.
Yeah, I got you. I'll
all right, just making sure.
Pick up the slack.
Just making sure.
Did you see that Lane Kiffin only follows two people on Instagram?
Oh, last I heard it was one. Who's two?
Well, he follows Matt Corral.
Ah, yes, of course. Got to keep an eye on the quarterback.
And?
Got to keep an eye on the quarterback.
Arch Manning.
Mm. Great.
Arch Manning, who was in attendance for the Georgia-South Carolina game over the weekend.
Yes, yes, he was. Those rednecks in the student section painted up. We won Arch. Classy.
Mm-hmm.
At least they got a visit.
What can we do for Arch?
Turn Milton into a first-round draft pick?
Who else is Arch really looking at? I mean, I know they've kind of like, he can go anywhere he wants, but are there any other teams?
It's like Clemson, Georgia, Notre Dame. I'm trying to remember who all he's visiting.
Because if we have Ole Miss this year, then we're like, granted, they could change things up once Texas and Oklahoma get here, but, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't think we're getting him.
His
like,
list is Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, LSU, and Ole Miss.
All right, so I hope he goes to Ole Miss or Clemson. I'd like to see him in Kiffin's offense. I think that'd be fun to watch. And like, I just don't think he's going to come here based off of the current revolving door. Heupel's kind of late getting in.
Well, he's a 2023. Just keep that in mind. Yeah, a little time, maybe. I don't know. When's he coming?
Oh, SMU is also on the visit list.
Okay.
This is from May. He had five visits set to Clemson, SMU, Texas, Bama, Georgia.
No Ole Miss on there?
Not on this list, but this might have been the summer tour. Was the Georgia? I think the Georgia visit was an unofficial.
It was, yeah. So maybe.
Well, Peyton said he's going to West Virginia.
Oh, apparently he's going to be in Oxford on October 23rd. That was announced 6 days ago. Is that,
What game is that?
That's a good question. I have to look that up. They're off this week, and they play Bama next week?
Correct.
They're going to beat Bama.
Buddy, they just might.
It's on the road, isn't it?
It is on the road.
So that
would make it even bigger.
They have the best shot.
Do they?
Yeah,
is this going to hurt their communication? At this point, they do. Do they communicate? They just kind of run their stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
No, I'd say they have the best shot.
October 23rd is LSU. It's the week after they travel here.
Maybe we can catch them looking ahead. You know, got to try to win the West. Oh, Kiffin. Never mind. Not even worth it. I'm not even going to do it.
He's going back to Texas to visit there. Must like Sark.
Why?
If I were to tell you right now, Tennessee versus Alabama, that game would win Alabama 63 to Tennessee 48. Would you take it or roll the dice?
Take it.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'd take it.
Take it.
Same. For those who are unaware, that is what the score of the Ole Miss-Alabama game was last year. Lane Kiffin in his first year put up 48 points. Has Tennessee ever scored 48 against Alabama?
Surely or somewhere, right?
I don't know. I'll check.
He said in a recent sit-down, apparently, or no, in a recent interview, Oxford is amazing. Coach Levy and Coach Kiffin are some of the smartest offensive minds I've ever met. I met with Coach Kiffin, it seems, like 4 hours, and he blew me away with his knowledge, and they're going to put up some points this year, and I'm excited to watch him.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this is a little skewed since it went to 5 overtimes, but Tennessee put up 51 in 2003.
I knew it. I knew there had to be one.
And then outside of that, there's a 41 in 95.
41-14 is a great game.
41 in 83.
Yeah. And 41 in 69.
Nice. To be fair, we started sucking right as offense got cool. So yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
So one time, Dave. Like I said, surely once.
Do you guess what Arch Manning wants to do after he finishes playing?
I take it like this is after his NFL career goes according to plan?
Right.
I don't know, man. Can we pump the brakes on this kid? Everyone thought Jimmy Clausen was going to be some world beater. He wasn't even that good at Notre Dame.
He still made it to the pros.
He had a cup of coffee in the pros.
I'm going to go with Plummer.
He wants the coach.
You don't say.
So I'm just thinking, you know, I'm just thinking here. You know,
please don't.
Philip Fulmer, our last legendary coach, gave us no pipeline of future coaches. Kind of one of the reasons the program's in shambles. Maybe we just got to do it through.
Shambles is a little harsh.
The Peyton Manning line.
Mm.
Or, well, it's really not his line. It's his brother's line. You get what I'm saying?
It's the Manning line.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
It's all,
maybe
they
need to go through players.
They keep it in the family.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently he talked to about a week ago to one of the recruiting services, and that's where this new, I guess, schedule came out of where he's going to visit and stuff.
All right.
They talked to his coach. He's gained 15 pounds, so he's 6'4", 215 now.
Oh, good. The important stuff, you know?
Said Georgia's good this year. Beat Clemson week one, and they had a good showing against UAB with Stetson. So I'm just excited.
Excited.
Kirby is a really good coach, and I'm excited to get up there and see what games are all about in Athens. That's definitely more of a pro-style offense than some colleges. I'm excited, and Coach Munkin is a really good coach, and I think they're going to have a good year, and it's going to be cool watching them in person. Athens is really cool. That was probably the coolest college town there is.
Cool.
Coach Kirby, he has a good program.
It's really, a cool program.
He's a really laid back good guy and seems like a guy. Seems like a guy I want to play for.
Oh my, yeah, laid back, good guy. All that adds up.
Arch is gonna be at Alabama next weekend on October 2nd when Ole Miss goes in there.
Of course.
Talk about a game.
What time is that game? They set a time yet? Surely that's the 3:30 CBS game,
I'm
right?
I'm sure. Well, yeah, I don't think they set it. They'll probably flex and make. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's when you just go ahead and make sure you lock in, right?
Right, wouldn't you?
When does that get announced? Like today, right? Like a week and a half ahead, usually, or something like that? I can't remember.
It depends on if they've got the rights to kind of flex some of those if they want to. Don't know why you do that on this one. This seems like one you'd pencil in last year. Just say, yeah, that's going to be.
That's going to be it.
Definitely want that one.
He was asked about Alabama. He said, it's just a machine.
Mm.
Saban, he runs a great program, and there's really no loopholes in that. No cutting corners, which is amazing. I went to go see Bryce in a player-run practice, and it was cool because there were no coaches on the field and how organized and tight it was with just the players. They get after it, and it's organized, and it was cool to watch. I'd love to be in a program like that, that organized with Coach Saban. That would be a dream come true.
Don't know who my assistant coach, quarterback coach, or coordinator is going to be, but by God, it's a machine.
Don't even need coaches. Is that where Alabama's beating everybody? They just make their players practice on their own outside of the NCAA time limits. They're like, you know, better be doing those extra practices all summer. Like, they've been practicing like an NFL team, probably.
Is that what that said, basically?
I mean, can the NCAA really punish you for that if your players run their own practice with no coaches? Like, we talk about guys going to throw all the time,
right? It's a voluntary workout.
Yeah. It's like Harrison Bailey. He can call up Jalen Hyatt and say, hey, come run some routes. I'll throw you the ball a little bit.
That's just, I mean, a lot of teams do that, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But not everybody has the whole practice run with just players.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's a big Sark guy, I guess. I don't know. I'll see if there's anything more interesting. Final segment. Hour two. We need to shock the world and get in on this kid. Let's go.
Speaking of shock the world.
Final segment, hour number two. We better get right into these questions, Houston.
Okay.
Level 7. On the shocker.
He's ready, I can tell.
Yep.
Now, he said yesterday he was going to go home and study.
I didn't get that much studying in.
Did you get any studying in?
About 5 minutes worth.
You know what they say? You got to study.
Yep.
For all those kids out there listening, or adults taking any kind of course or class, study. It helps. Mm-hmm. Number one. Round two.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady attended what high school? Big Tom Brady. You wore a shirt with his picture on it. You got to know these things.
I didn't keep up with him in high school.
Well, no, but you got it's the history of the man, the making of the beast.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't read his biography or anything.
Shock me.
Mm. How's that one?
That's a little bit more. Yeah, that's a little bit rougher right there.
It's Junipero Serra High School. Do you know the state?
California.
Okay, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You know what state he was born in?
He was born in California.
Okay, it was a little trick question. Not trivia.
Okay,
but I just wanted to see. So you knew where he was born, but not where he played high school ball.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know that many high schools in California.
Fair enough.
I got one.
Okay.
Northview Academy's football team has what record so far in the 2021 football season?
Counting them up. He's counting them up. He's got it.
Yeah,
he's got it.
That's a narrate for, the people.
I like it.
1-3. Their one win came by, believe it was because of a forfeit.
I might would have accepted that answer, except your explanation was entirely wrong.
Oh!
They won via forfeit against West Green. That is correct. However, they beat Claiborne 35-0 two weeks ago.
2-2.
And they beat the shutout and you forgot about
it.
They're
2-3, actually. 2-3 would have been the correct answer. I might would have accepted 1-3 if you had said they're 1-3 or 2-3, depending on the COVID win over West Green. Go ahead.
So over-explaining is what got me there.
Well, you would have had to explain it just right if you gave the answer wrong. I would have cut you some slack.
All right. We're going with a little Tennessee and war.
Oh, God.
Combined.
No, it's going to be good.
Sergeant Alvin C. York, one of the most decorated U.S. Army soldiers of all time. What was the name of the offensive in which he killed 25 men and captured 132 prisoners?
Battle of Yorktown?
He just happened to be in a town that was named after him when he happened? Is that really what you think? You want to try again?
Can I get a hint?
It's an offensive. It's not...
It's an offensive.
It's not a battle, right?
It's, this is the best hint I can give you. A Canadian animal and a warrior from Lord of the Rings. Kind of. It's all I got.
Shock me.
The moose are gone. Offensive. That's a shame. That was a, that was a tough one. I didn't put that one in there. Question four. In what year did Tom Brady have the highest completion percentage of his career as a pro?
10.
Year 10?
2010.
Like 1080. He is pretty old.
It was 2007 at 68.9%.
Who is the manager of your...
Wait. Is this six?
Yeah, this counts.
Is this six? I'm just asking.
I'm helping you out, yeah.
Is this number six?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is the manager of your Boston Red Sox? Oh, you don't even know!
I'm more of a Padres guy now.
You said you're all Boston.
It's okay. Who's the manager of the Padres?
Jace something.
No,
I'm just kidding.
That didn't count.
When asked about wars he liked, Hickman said the French and Indian War.
Oh, God.
Straight from his mouth.
I hate you.
You should hate yourself. The Battle of Fort Necessity, also called the Battle of the Great Meadows on July 3rd, 1754, was one of the earliest skirmishes of the French and Indian War and the only battle ever surrendered by who? The only battle ever surrendered by this person.
Come on.
Who
Hickman,
is this person?
I mean, some simple deduction should get you there.
I mean, oh my gosh. You get a hint?
It's a man.
He's a pretty famous person.
George Washington.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
that seemed too obvious, but I...
No, yeah, well done.
Okay.
Well done.
There you go. Deep breath.
You got one?
No.
Okay.
I mean...
Yeah, I like Nate's questions better.
You just got that one right! Number nine. Stripped from the website of the zipline company you work for. This quote, I need you to fill in the blanks. If you can get two out of three blanks.
All right, let's hear it.
Quote, you will love the feeling of flying through the air at speeds up to blank miles an hour.
50. There's one.
On blank miles of lines.
Oh.
Up to blank feet high.
The first one's 50.
Mm-hmm.
The third one's 500.
Two out of three.
Middle one, 7,200.
Miles?
Feet. Total.
Oh, I thought it was seven miles.
It's on blank miles of lines.
Oh, three.
10.
4.5.
Right.
4.5.
Two out of three. It's pretty good.
That's not bad. Number 10 and the final of the round. How long was the Hundred Years' War?
This is a trick question.
The Hundred Years' War.
I'm going to get shocked for this because it's a trick. 100.
116 years. 116. 116. Pretty good, though.
So stupid.
Is that the last one?
That was number 10. That was the last one.
Right.
Hey, nice battle back. Hey, the people at Legacy Mountain are proud of you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
For getting two out of three.
Northview Academy.
You said that they had about a fourth of the mileage on the lines that they actually have. But I'll give you the speed and the altitude there. Not bad. Not bad. 100 years war, 116 years. I think you did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
You panicked on George Washington, but you got it. You panicked a little bit. 10 more. You think you got it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Think you can do 10 more?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Just checking.
We'll come
Just
back.
Just checking.
We'll kick off hour number three next. Stick with us right here on Fan Run Radio.